Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of antigen-antibody interactions found under the immunology section at medbullets.com. Antibodies and antigens interact in order to trap the offending microbe and generate an immune response in secondary lymphoid organs. Antigen excess is seen in the start of the infection due to pathogen proliferation and antibody production that has not yet started. Equivalence occurs when antibody production has become adequate and thus free antibody or antigen cannot be detected. This corresponds to the window period for hepatitis B antigen serologic studies. Antibody excess occurs when the infection has resolved and thus there is more antibody than antigen. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to antigen-antibody interactions, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 26-year-old woman is evaluated for hepatitis serologies as part of a comprehensive medical evaluation in preparation for becoming a paramedic. She has no significant past medical history, drinks socially, and is sexually active with a long-term partner. Her serological results are as follows. Hepatitis B surface antigen is negative, anti-hepatitis B surface antibody is positive, and anti-hepatitis B core antibody is IgG positive. Which of the following is the most likely status of this patient? Choice 1, acutely infected. Choice 2, chronically infected. Choice 3, recovered from infection. Choice 4, susceptible to infection. Choice 5, vaccinated. The correct answer is choice 3, recovered from infection. This patient who presents for screening and is found to have both a positive surface antibody and an IgG positive core antibody most likely recovered from a previous hepatitis B infection. Hepatitis B serologies are key laboratory tests in determining whether a patient is susceptible, infected, or immune to infection. Of these, the anti-hepatitis B surface antibody is the most important laboratory result because this antibody is neutralizing and indicates that a patient is immune to the virus. In patients who are surface antibody positive, the core antibody will only be positive if patients were exposed previously to the real virus and will not be positive if patients were vaccinated. Among patients who are hepatitis B surface antibody negative, they may be susceptible to infection, acutely infected, or chronically infected. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Acutely infected patients will have positive hepatitis B surface antigen, negative anti-hepatitis B surface antibody, and IgM anti-hepatitis B core antibody. Choice 2. Chronically infected patients will have positive hepatitis B surface antigen, negative anti-hepatitis B surface antibody, and IgG anti-hepatitis B core antibody. Choice 4. Patients who are susceptible to infection will have negative hepatitis B surface antigen, negative anti-hepatitis B surface antibody, and negative anti-hepatitis B core antibody. Choice 5. Vaccinated patients will have negative hepatitis B surface antigen, positive anti-hepatitis B surface antibody, and negative anti-hepatitis B core antibody. Finally, a bullet summary. Patients who have recovered from hepatitis B infection will have negative hepatitis B surface antigen, positive anti-hepatitis B surface antibody, and IgG anti-hepatitis B core antibody. That's all for this review about antigen-antibody interactions. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.